This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The G7 will tighten sanctions against Russia over Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Leaders of the world's most powerful democracy have vowed to tighten punishments on Russia for its 15-month invasion of Ukraine, days before President Volodymyr Zelensky joins the Group of Seven summit in person on Sunday. A US official who spoke on condition of anonymity to preview the announcement says the Biden administration's component would blacklist about 70 Russian and third country entities involved in Russia's defense production and sanction more than 300 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian military unit released video on Friday allegedly showing soldiers clearing Russian positions near Bakhmut in the eastern Donetsk region. The footage was filmed 5 kilometers northwest of the center of Bakhmut. Video showed Ukrainian soldiers hurling grenades and firing rifles while they were advancing in the woods where Russian troops were allegedly hiding. The captions accompanying the video on Facebook said it depicted assault actions by one of the brigade's special units. According to the caption, Ukrainian forces recaptured 4 square kilometers of territory near Bakhmut. Arab leaders have been joined by Syrian President Bashar Assad for the first time in more than a decade at an annual Arab League summit in Saudi Arabia. The focus of Friday's summit in the Red Sea city of Jeddah is on Sudan and other conflicts. Ukraine's president made a surprise visit. In recent months, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has pursued regional diplomacy in the area. This is VOA News.